Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show. I am the one and only Pastor John McClain here with the one and only Andreas Ruiz. And I think we're ready to do a radio show. What do you think? So today, like usual, we have another amazing show for you here at the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. If you want to talk to us, you can call us at 790-2040. We have an awesome show for you, as always, as I mentioned. Today we have on Tony Dottie. He will be speaking about true living, and one of Andreas's many awesome friends that works in the motivational coaching world and is there to push us to the next level. And then the second half of the show, we have one of my favorite people in the world, one of my closest friends, Mr. PJ Patrick McCardle. Did I say it right?
Yes.
Yeah, I said it right. Yes. And he is the producer of the documentary Here Comes That Dreamer that will be premiering at the Harkin Spectrum 18 on November 15th, this coming Sunday at 4 p.m. And this documentary happens to be about a humble young Iraqi war veteran named John McClain that has been working for the past 10 years to help the unhoused people of Tucson get into housing and a whole bunch of other fun solutions to try to connect people to the benefits they need. So that being said, we'll talk about lots of that today. Don't you worry. But I want to do what I do every show and take off my hat and give out my heart to a God that I love very much and loves us very much, and start the show with an opening prayer. And it goes something like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom of heaven, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And as usual, that's how I like to start the show, and it's certainly it's where my heart is at. And we will turn and pivot to that, and we will bring online Mr. Tony Dottie. Thank you for being on the show with us, and I'll let Andreas take this segment away since you guys are close chums.
Hey, thank you. Hey, pleasure to be here, my friend. A beautiful prayer, Matthew 6:9. I love it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, thank you, Tony, for being on, man. I really appreciate you. You know, ever since we met the first day that we spoke, man, it's like we were longtime friends, man. So I'm really happy to have you here, man. And so yeah, let's get this started, man. I know that, you know, you're with this organization called True Living. So how about we start there? How about tell the audience, you know, what is True Living?
Absolutely. So True Living, first of all, thank you for having me on. And I feel same kinship with you, my friend. We got on, and I remember I was having a little bit of a rougher day, and I saw your infectious smile. I was telling John yesterday, and you were so magnetic, man. I know we're a couple time zones away, but it was like, you know, you had me smiling from ear to ear, man. Within the first 30 seconds, you had me out hello. You know?
Yeah, he does that. He has that effect on people. I've told him that many times.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you, brother.
He's amazing. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, so True Living's exciting, man. So, you know, my partner, Mike Peluso, is the founder and CEO of True Living. Such a wonderful guy. And I don't know if he's on right now. I know he was trying to call in. But, you know, he created this company basically to be the best transformational experience on earth. And I joke around with him, and I call him P.T. Barnum, Mike Barnum, you know, the greatest show on earth. You know, what's that really mean? You know, and what it basically means is that, you know, everybody has the ability, right, to tap in to, you know, the greatness, right? It's there. We all know it's there. But there's actually scientific tools. There's a whole, like, literally wing of medicine right now, nutraceutical medicine called energy medicine, right? And if you use the right modalities, whether it's Ericksonian hypnotherapy, like my buddy Doug O'Brien, or NLP, or, you know, whatever modality it is, you're tapping into the, you know, the conscious and the subconscious mind, right? And so basically True Living is just a platform of phenomenal individuals that help people to basically become the best versions of themselves, whenever that might look like. Right, I joke and I say all the F's of life. You know, your faith has to be lined up, your fitness, that's your health, your family, right, your fun, you time, your friends, your finances. It's all balanced. And I think that's the greatest struggle, if I can say that word, in life, is the balance of the F's. But if you can find a way, then truly I really feel like you can come into this homeostasis state.
Yeah, and I think I think we have Mike on the line. Michael, thank you for joining us on the show as well. And I guess open up that same question to you. I'm sure you probably have a little piece you can probably expand on what is true living and what our audience needs to know in regards to it.
Hey.
Hey, hello. Hey, there you are. Hey.
Well, I want to honor. You know, I think before I begin, I want to honor both of you guys and everybody that's, you guys are out there changing the world, right? I mean, the people that are listening to this show, they want something out of life. And I think that I want to honor both of you, Anthony and yourself for really being that voice inside of so many people's lives. So if I were to skip over acknowledging that, I think I would have skipped over, in many ways, the point of true living. Because for me, I think we all have our own definition of what true living means to us. Maybe that looks like growing your financial future, creating freedom in your life, having a family, having more time with your family. But I think that, I grew up on food stamps, man. My parents, they did the best that they could with all the resources that they have. And for me, I thought to myself, if I'm able to build a framework for people to really understand how they think, access the resources that are around us every single day, that are literally a conversation away from us. I think a lot of people think about resources as being far away, but if we're able to create an environment for people to succeed and teach that model to their children, both in personally, personally and professionally, I think the world's going to be at a better place. And that's really what true living, that was like the car, the vessel that we decided to build when we set out to create true living. And it has certainly been a labor of love, but it's been, to me, how do you describe that? I mean, like think about it this way, how do you describe, you get up and you're on the show right now and there's so many people that are doing what they're doing and they're listening in. And how do you describe a vessel for allowing people to have a vessel for contribution with their business? Hmm. I guess, do you know what I'm saying, Anthony?
I do.
Yeah, well, let's put a pin in that for a second. We're going to go ahead and give our hats off to our sponsors real quick. We have Tony Doughty and Michael Peluso on the phone with us for True Living. After this break, they'll be telling us more. We'll be giving us more of a breakdown of what they bring and what True Living brings to the world. But those who are listening, I'd like you to give us a call at 790-2040. We're actually giving away two free tickets to the documentary Here Comes That Dreamer that will be playing at the Harkins Spectrum 18 November 15th at 4 p.m. Again, that number is 790-2040. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Go ahead and give us a call and we will talk to you and Tony and Michael right after this break.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show. I am your coach and speaker, Andres Ruiz, alongside my good buddy, John McClain. And we are back with the amazing Tony Doughty and Michael Peluso. So, guys, thank you for being on again. Like I said, really love what you do. You're really inspiring a lot of people and making people's lives better. So we talked a little bit about true living. And what I want to ask you, both of you, is what are some mindset and lifestyle habits that can transform people's lifestyles?
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
Well, can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right. So I want to circle back there because we said, well, what is true living? And I think if I don't explain this very well, then the lifestyle habits, the listeners really won't be able to walk away with a sense of real transformation and change, because let's face it, the quality of our life is the quality of lifestyle habits that we have, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, think about mindset. So much of our mindset is created from the language that we're part of. You know, the conversation that we grow up in and we relate to. You know, everybody's got their own conversation. For example, they've proven that people that grow up with a understanding of Japanese think in a particular way. In fact, Japanese, the language itself, requires an activation of the hemispheres of the brain that process numbers, where English, not so much. And now that's an easy example, but a general conversation about who we are as a human being and what that means, how we relate to ourselves, is really at the foundation of the habits that we practice. For example, for you guys, like, what was it like in your household? Like, what did your parents share? Like, what did they value around their personal lifestyle habits? So we took a look at that and we said, all right, well, what does somebody need to be happy and healthy, like foundationally? And we boil it down to what we call 7 essential lifestyle habits. They're so easy that a dog can do them. And they're simple, they're free, they're easy to implement. The first one is hydration, making sure you're drinking half your body weight in ounces of water a day. You have high quality water. You know, a lot of times we filter our water. It's really important to be able to put a pinch of Himalayan sea salt in there so that we could remineralize our water.
Yep.
So hydration, nutrition, high quality food, sleep, 8 hours of sleep, hydration, nutrition, sleep, thoughts, making sure you are recognizing that you are creating with your language. I mean, everybody here that's listening to me right now has a idea of who I am, and it's through the language in which I'm using. So in the same way that I'm powerfully creating who it is that I am now, we create our relationships, they exist in language, and we also create our thinking. Our beliefs are language as well, right? So it's language that we then agree with. So we have hydration, nutrition, sleep, thoughts, breathing, making sure you're breathing diaphragmatically, pumping fresh blood around your organ system, hydration, nutrition, sleep, thoughts, breathing, exercise, and hygiene. And I think hygiene is one that we often think of, well, you mean brushing your teeth and washing your body? Yes, and when you're taking care of yourself, you're taking care of. So I think just remembering that you have the opportunity when you look in the mirror to honor the body and the vessel that you've been given, and part of that is taking care of yourself, and that's really hygiene.
Nice. Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's pretty solid.
Yeah, I mean,
that kind of like wraps it all up in one sweet little ball that everybody can kind of practice.
Yeah, yeah, and it kind of explains, you know, habits that can transform people's lifestyles. They're so basic and so simple, but sometimes we don't think about like the simple things like thoughts, you know, how thoughts can really have an impact on us. Hydration. A lot of people don't drink water, and that's huge right there. Nutrition, everything. So I love that, man. So what do you say to like others that are interested in like this type of lifestyle, you know, that maybe still haven't found that formula or still haven't figured it out? Like, how do you have these people actually do these types of things to better their lives?
Oh, all right. So thank you for asking that, because it's about action, right? We can talk and talk and talk, and if we don't actually take action, I like to say it isn't going to happen unless you take action, right? And so for me, that begins by really honoring and acknowledging that what you're going to do needs to take place in your 24-hour period. So what I recommend people do is that they create an agenda. You know, like, what are you committed to? What are your core values? What is your health goal? What is your personal goal? And then pick one day a week, maybe it's Sunday after church, and drop into your highest level of meditation. Maybe you pray, maybe you take a pen and paper and get all the thoughts out of get it all out, you know. Then really drop into alignment with your highest power, ask yourself, you know, what am I really committed to creating here? How did I spend last week? Take a look at your schedule. How did I spend last week? And how am I going to create my week moving forward? What am I going to actually put in my 24 hours a day so that I can live an intentional and powerful life in line with my highest power? And that little habit, we call it scheduling the schedule. We call it navigating. Scheduling the schedule is that hour to 2 hour time period you set aside to have this practice, and the navigation calibration is just looking there and scheduling what's essential. That little minor tweak, I think, is one of the biggest things that we can do. You know, living life intentionally, but from a list. You know, that agenda process, saying, you know, where did my relationship with my wife show up there? Did I spend time with my children? And knowing that your healthy lifestyle is there, and then letting work pick up the rest of it. You know, keeping work inside of that container.
I love that, man. And just like you said, making sure that you have an intention for the agenda for the day. So we have a couple of minutes left here. How can people get involved with True Living?
Yeah, sure. So if somebody wants to live and build that business that really helps people change themselves, and honors and acknowledges that change starts with them, the best thing that they can do is check us out on Facebook, right? It's True Living on Facebook. They can come check out our Wednesday meeting, which you've been to. Mm-hmm. What did you think of that?
Yeah, man, I loved it, man. It was definitely different from the networking events that I've been to online. So a lot of high energy, a lot of amazing people, and a lot of engagement. I loved it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So showing up on that, I can definitely share a link for you guys, but they can call us. You know, one of our phone numbers is 908-892-3325.
Say that one more time for us.
Yeah, sure. It's 908-892-3325. And just checking out our website, trueliving.team. Right now, we just had a domain error, so we're going to have a new website up by the end of next week. Just getting in touch with us is probably the best way to begin that journey.
Awesome.
Finding us on Facebook.
Cool. Awesome. Hey, well, Mike and Tony, this was awesome, man. Such a blessing having you on the show. I really appreciate you. I know we'll catch up during the week, and I know that great things are coming for us, man. So we'll be staying in touch.
Likewise.
And thank you for being on the show, man. I appreciate you. John, what do you think?
Yeah. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you real soon. And what's going on with I Believe in Myself?
So if anybody's interested in a free, powerful coaching session with myself, reach out to me at ibelieveinmyselfcoaching@gmail.com, or you can also send me a message on Facebook at Andres Ruiz, and I'd be happy to give you, for the first 5 callers, a free coaching session to help you create a strategy for that vision that you desire, eliminate that fear that is stopping you from moving forward, and creating the energy so that you can perform at 100%, so that you can pursue that goal and that dream, and ultimately find your life's purpose. And we will be back on the Common Good Radio Show, sponsored by Veterans Rescue Mission.
Yay, yay.
We'll be back.
Hello and welcome back. We are thinking about good vibrations. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. On this special Veterans Day edition of the Common Good Radio Show, I am your veteran friend and neighbor, Pastor John McClain. In studio with me is my civilian but almost honorary veteran friend, Andreas Ruiz, for all the help that he's done with Veteran Rescue Mission over the years. And he's in studio with me as always, being the man.
Yeah, man. Thanks. You know, thanks for that wonderful introduction. And I just wanted to say to everybody before we get started, I have something that I wanted to talk about, which is called Coach Con by my friends Chad and Holly, that will be happening next weekend. And they're going to have a very special guest, Jack Canfield, the Chicken Soup for the Soul guy, will be on that show. So if any of you are interested in this special event, go to thecoachingcon.com where you can go ahead and buy your tickets. And it's going to be a fun event. I mean, Jack Canfield is an amazing speaker, and Chad and Holly, they're amazing coaches as well. So check them out if you're interested in taking your life to the next level.
Awesome. Okay. So we have, as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, a really cool special guest, a close friend of mine, and I say a good buddy of Andreas too. Every time they see each other, they both light up when they see each other.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And my son too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, your son's friends with everybody, so that doesn't even count. But he goes by the name Patrick McArdle. I call him PJ because he's a buddy. His friends call him PJ. And he is a producer of the documentary Here Comes That Dreamer that will be premiering at the Harkins Theater Spectrum 18 on November 15th at 4 p.m. You can go to herecomesthatdreamer.com to get those tickets. And he spent the night with me this weekend, not at my house, but on the streets.
Yeah.
As we did a camp out for solutions to bring awareness to the solutions that, you know, he, I, and many others have been working on the past 10 years for bringing, you know, for connecting the unhoused with housing. So with that, much no further ado, thank you for being here, my friend, Mr. PJ.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure, really.
Yeah, I hope you're not too tired from last night, huh?
I'm tired, but yeah. I'll make it. I have my coffee.
Okay, good. That's all we need. Yeah, yeah, I know when we were out there, every time I ran to Circle K and I asked if you need anything, coffee was the answer.
Yeah, and I made that coffee last a long time.
Yeah, you did. Absolutely. So without me telling them, why don't you tell our listening audience, what is Here Comes That Dreamer?
Well, Here Comes That Dreamer is a documentary, and it's, I think, about solutions more than anything else. And it's about an individual who just keeps pounding away at it and fights the law. And I always say he fought the law and he won.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that person is John, of course. And many others. There's, you know, lots of people out there fighting for justice and fighting for people on the streets. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's like a dream come true because now there is a solution. And I've been following the houseless issues for 15, 20 years. Mm. In San Diego, I was houseless on purpose so I could do a photo documentary. Mm-hmm. But at that time, when I left the streets, there was still no solution.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I came to Tucson, I got involved and there was still no solution.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked on this project for 5 years. Two of those years, I was dancing with cancer.
Mm.
And during that 2 years, mm-hmm. John found a solution. I mean,
I appreciate you saying that. I mean, I think that I love the way that you actually captured that in the movie, how, you know, with your experience with being houseless back, what year is that? I'm guessing, 2009, 2010? What year was that? Well, in that time, that was, you know, just shortly after that I became, you know, homeless myself, and it was a whole different world than it is nowadays. Those days, they were just right on the cusp of the criminalization of homelessness is what they called it. And it was hard to be outside and not get a ticket or not be afraid to be harassed in some capacity. To today, where at least in the city of Tucson and several cities around the United States, it's not so much the case. You know, it's certainly still kind of scary, as we saw this weekend in some capacity. We got to talk with one of the police officers at Tucson Police Department, Officer Atchley, actually a really nice guy, a brother in Christ, I like to say. But nonetheless, when he came up on us, our hearts skipped a beat a little bit because we weren't quite sure how that could turn out.
Yeah, I thought, oh, here we go.
yeah.
But it was very telling because all the time that, you know, John had spent out there and all the time the police had worked with him and others, the police officer came up, was very friendly, talked to John, and they had a nice, wonderful conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And the officer left, you know, feeling good. And I felt great because, well, I said, you know, if I do nothing else in my life, I was able to witness this, you know, special moment.
Mm.
And so when, you know, the title Here Comes That Dreamer, it's like, yeah, it's always been a dream for me to, you know, find a solution.
Mm-hmm.
So people can, you know, be respected and not be judged.
Mm-hmm.
And there is that solution now. And it's not only in Tucson, but it's all over America with the tiny house communities.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take off. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's up to us to realize the solution and start paying attention to it. And, you know, giving people who are on the streets, look at them, say hi to them, don't turn your head, don't ignore them. Mm-hmm. They're not invisible. And that makes a world of difference.
Yeah. And I think all in all, I mean, that was the big thing, that the huge thing about the movie. I mean, more than any movie I've seen about the unhoused population, I saw you put a human face, not only on, you know, a houseless person or a few houseless person. There was just like a community of houseless people that you gave character to, that you gave a name to, that you gave a face to, that really by the end of the movie or the end of the film, it's hard to not care about these people, not to know. Particularly, there's this one female, obviously, that I knew because I'm in the film, but I knew her personally. But at the beginning of the film, you just don't know how to feel about her. But by the end of the film, you realize that this houseless woman who may, you know, need some level of mental health treatment herself, mm-hmm. is just one of the sweetest, most caring, one of the most beautiful people that was just stuck in a bad place, whether it was because of substance abuse issue or mental health issue, whatever it may be. But it really kind of spells it out. And it was one of the most amazing things that I've ever seen. I've never seen someone get such an inside look. So that being said, we have about 2 minutes till we go to break, and then we'll come back after that break and talk with you one more again. But tell us about how people can see Here Comes That Dreamer if they want to see it.
Right now, we're having our world premiere November 15th at Harkins 18 Spectrum, starting at 4 p.m., and this movie has only been shown to a select audience, and it has not been on a big screen yet.
Mm.
And we're also going to have a guest singer, mm-hmm. Torinae Wolf. She's going to sing at the beginning.
Awesome.
And we expect a nice crowd. And afterwards, we're going to have a Q&A, mm-hmm. and people are going to, you know, ask us questions. John will be there, and I think Jeremiah might be there, and we'll have a few other folks.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect it to be nice and comfortable. And, of course, we're taking all the COVID guidelines.
Yeah. And those who don't know, all the proceeds for this premiere, for the book that I just released, Dear Alyssa, How to Guide to Social Change, this radio show, pretty much everything we do goes to the solution that PJ's talking about. Veteran Rescue Mission, the Tiny House Village and Transition Center for the unhoused and primarily homeless veterans. And you can go to herecomesthatdreamer.com if you want to get tickets, or go to veteranrescuemission.org to see some of the other programs that we're part of. And definitely get involved. And if you haven't got tickets to this movie yet, please do. They're only pre-sale available. So if you show up to the door and you want to get tickets, you're going to be unhappy because you have to actually get those online. And we'll talk to him again right after this break. And welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain. This is your special Veterans Day edition of the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Not only because we have Veterans Day coming this coming Wednesday, but we have two veterans in the studio today with myself of the Army persuasion of said military. And then we have Mr. PJ McCardle of the Marine persuasion of the United States military, which many ask, what is the difference between Army and Marine? There's many differences, but one of the main differences is we in the Army say "hua" when we are excited or as an affirmative or in many different ways of answering something. And in the Marines, you guys say
Hoorah.
So it's similar, but we know a distinct difference. Particularly if I heard a Marine do his yell from miles away, I would know that that was a Marine and not a soldier. So there we go. So, and then also in studio we have two Ruizes. Ruiz, right? Is that the plural of Ruiz? Ruiz. And that's Andreas and Andreas Jr., right?
Yes, sir.
Dang, man, that's double the Andreas. And if you've never met Andreas Jr., I'm sorry for you, dude. This dude's a powerhouse. This guy, I want to think it's safe to say he will be the first Hispanic president of the United States of America.
Right. Is that fair? Maybe.
Yeah. And speaking of which, congratulations, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, I definitely want to give her congratulations because she is the gift with many bows, because she is the first female vice president. She is the first Black vice president. She's the first Indian vice president. She's like just many bows on that president. Like, it's pretty much as if your special aunt gave you a Christmas present and she just kept throwing the bows on there because she was just really happy for what's inside. So yep. One gift, many bows.
Yes, sir.
And so we go back to the man of the many minutes, Mr. PJ McArdle. And before the break, we were talking about Here Comes That Dreamer and pretty much our experiences with the houseless populations. What would you say, PJ, you suggest to Mr. John Q. Public as a nice like action that they can do to help the homeless? And like, what is, particularly through the movie, what is that message you're trying to get through to, you know, the audience members watching?
Well, I think if they watch the movie, that message is really, really clear. It becomes crystal clear. But I think if they want to do something just right now or any day, just look at the people you pass on the street like you would look at everybody else. Mm. Don't make a difference between anyone. Look at everybody and just say hi. And, you know, just respect who they are and don't give them a judgment. When you're just turning the corner, there's someone on the corner saying, I need help. You know, probably the best thing you can do for them is give them a peace sign, roll down your window and say, hey, how you doing, man? I've done that. And the guy with the sign or the girl with the sign, like, they seem surprised and shocked.
Wow.
And they say, thank you. They just say, thank you. So I think acknowledgement that they are human just like us is probably the best thing anyone can do.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, yeah, I think we touched on a little bit before the break, but to kind of add on to it, I think that's the solution that you and I have seen since 2010 or 2009 that's really changed, where one time, probably even ourselves before we experienced being houseless, we saw homeless people or Hobo Joe as something other than ourselves, where after we experienced it, now every houseless person or unhoused person we come across, we realize, was that me? Maybe that was me. You know, maybe I was in that same position and I need to look at them, you know, a little differently. And we certainly, we talked about it this weekend, we came across quite a few characters that alarmed us, you know, rightfully so, in some situations at 11, 12 o'clock at night, buzzing around our area. But nonetheless, every single second we were interacting with them, those are people that we were dealing with, and they appreciated it for sure. How many thank yous did we get this weekend of camping out on the streets, giving out need items to people and water?
And you know, socks.
Yeah, you know, just so much grace that was given to us despite the fact that we were, you know, in a pretty scary, vulnerable situation out there.
You know what, man? And what I love about you guys is that now that you experience that, you have more compassion for people like that. And by getting to know you more and getting to know PJ more, like I now have more compassion for the people who are homeless, you know, out there. And it's just so beautiful how this compassion has come out of you because you've been there, man. So you really know how it is. So I appreciate that from the two of you, man. I really do.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And not to beat that too much, you know, even though rightfully so, you know, when we get the houseless population, this project that's just due. But what are some of the other like past and future projects that you're working on that we certainly want the audience to be able to participate with?
Well, you know, looking back at my photojournalism history, my first big project, I went to Nicaragua to document the Contra War because I knew that it wasn't as the media was portraying it. So I wanted to go down and get to the truth. I wasn't so concerned about solutions at that time. I thought, well, the solution is the truth. So I went down there and spent 3 months and got some wonderful photographs and did my thing. And I came back and nobody wanted the story because it wasn't newsworthy, you know, and so.
And it wasn't in line with their narrative.
Right, right. So I've always pursued that in some way. So that was a big project, and I did the homeless documentary in San Diego with still photographs. That was a big project. Mm-hmm. And I'm always just looking for something to do that's going to, you know, help others, mm-hmm. or help society. And even if that's just taking a picture of a flower and giving someone a little joy, you mm-hmm. know. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I think that's sort of my job is to bring joy to the world and be as kind as I can be and be the best human I can be.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Photographically, that helps too.
Beautiful.
So after this premiere, what can people expect to see from you next?
Oh, that's a good one.
Uh-huh.
I have a plan.
Yeah, I have a plan.
I'm planning on getting a van and making it a self-sustainable vehicle.
Mm.
I want to be a van person.
Really?
I want to join the van people out there in America and just explore the country. Take pictures, take videos, and just, you know, write about it whenever I want to and do whatever I want.
But here's a fun idea. Because you haven't told me this, so you just get a little
vibe. This is news to everybody.
We just slept out for 48 hours together, but this is brand new. Possibly, when you first get to a new place, I can go there with you for a little bit and help you get established.
Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, even if you're only going to be a place for a couple, 3 days, I could just meet you up at that place. We can camp out for a little bit and...
Yeah, definitely.
Meet the people, but... But that aside, we got about 2.5 minutes before we have to go. How can people get involved? How can people show support to the work that you've done, the work that you're doing?
I think the best thing that can happen now is the movie Here Comes That Dreamer. If it gets a huge support, if it is successful in terms of financially and otherwise, but a financial success would be beautiful, because then I can, like I said, go out on the road and continue on my path, you know, looking for solutions and helping people and being a good human.
Yeah.
So I'm telling everybody shamelessly, go see the movie.
HereComesThatDreamer.com. Go see it November 15th, as well as if you go to HereComesThatDreamer.com after November 15th, I'm sure there'll be lots of options for people to get a copy of it online, probably get a copy of the DVD, I'm guessing. I'm sure we've been discussing other showings of the movie. I know we've been a little whispers with...
Yeah, we got something. I can't say it yet, but it's a biggie. It's really a cool venue to play the movie in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be meeting with the folks, and John will be meeting with us in this next week or so, and we'll have more details.
Awesome.
But for now, we want to sort of wait.
Yeah, well, thank you for being in the studios with us, PJ McCardle, and PJ McCardle Productions with HereComesThatDreamer.com.
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure being here.
Yeah, and this is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain in studio with my buddy, Andres Ruiz.
Yes, sir. This was beautiful, man.
Yeah, amazing. And thank you all for listening. Thank you all for your support. We will catch you next Sunday when we'll be playing the premiere of Here Comes That Dreamer. And we appreciate you and love you so very much. God bless.
Bye-bye.